This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. According to the Pool report from the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden has formally accepted an invitation to attend the state funeral service of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. He will be accompanied by the First Lady to the September 19th service. Queen Elizabeth II's flag-draped coffin has slowly processed through the Scottish countryside on a journey from her beloved Balmoral Castle to the capital of Edinburgh. Mourners in Scotland packed city streets and lined rural roads, some tossing flowers to honor the monarch who died Thursday at Balmoral after 70 years on the throne. A day after his accession ceremony in London, the other countries of Britain, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland officially proclaimed King Charles III as king. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
A military band marched out of Wales's Cardiff Castle moments after King Charles III was proclaimed king from within the castle gates. Likewise, in Northern Ireland, a ceremony to make Charles's rise to the throne official was treated with royal fanfare and the traditional gun salute. In Edinburgh, news of the king's appointment was not greeted as warmly. As many boos could be heard after calls of God save the king. At the ceremony, a protester appeared with a sign reading "Abolish the monarchy." She was taken away soon afterwards by police. It was a sign of how some, including Britain's former colonies, are struggling with the legacy of the monarchy. Earlier, proclamations were read in other parts of the Commonwealth, including Australia and New Zealand. Karen Chames, London.
To keep up with the ever-changing and updating information with the Queen and her death, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Officials in East Ukraine Sunday blamed Russian attacks on key facilities for widespread blackouts that hit large areas of the country where Kyiv's forces have been making gains in a counteroffensive. The blackouts, which came after Ukrainian forces said they had recaptured dozens of towns and villages in eastern Ukraine, hit regions with pre-war populations of millions of people. China's mass incarceration of Uyghur and other Muslim minorities is not on the UN Human Rights Council's packed agenda for its session starting Monday. However, the controversial policy threatens to overshadow all the other issues to be examined during the council's month-long session. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Human rights activists are clamoring for China to be held accountable for its alleged systematic widespread abuse of more than a million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in Xinjiang. These calls have grown more insistent since the publication August 31st of a long-awaited UN report accusing China of torture or ill treatment and other violations that could amount to crimes against humanity. Michelle Bachelet issued the report just minutes before stepping down as UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. In departing remarks, she called on the Human Rights Council to keep abreast of the situation in Xinjiang. China's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Chen Xu, said China will firmly oppose any efforts to use human rights as a political tool to interfere in its internal affairs.
I should say any kind of anti-China actions is again doomed to failure. So in short, we strongly opposing the assessment, the so-called assessment report, and we will strongly oppose any move to move this assessment report, launch any kind of motion or joint actions against us.
Chen said China was ready to establish a working relationship with the newly appointed High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk. However, he said Türk must strictly observe his mandate and conduct business in an impartial, non-politicized manner for that relationship to work. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And recapping our top story, Queen Elizabeth II's flag-draped coffin has slowly processed through the Scottish countryside on a journey from her beloved Balmoral Castle to the Scottish capital of Edinburgh. Mourners in Scotland packed city streets and lined rural roads, some of them tossing flowers to honor the monarch. She died Thursday at Balmoral at the age of 96. After 70 years on the throne. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.